here this morning not only to mourn the passing of Colin, but to remember and celebrate his life. Colin was born on the 25th of January 1932, the only child of Cyril John and Cicely Rubottom. He was born in Newton the Willows, the site of Vulcan Foundry, where his father was chief accountant. Vulcan built railway engines, and this maybe is how Colin first developed his interest in trains and railways. He went to Shrewsbury School, and whilst these were not the happiest days of his life, he did spend time at the engine sheds there, and probably at the signal boxes as well. After school, he followed in his father's footsteps and trained as an accountant with Deloitte's in Liverpool. He developed an interest in railway signalling, visiting and working boxes on the West Coast Main Line. He also joined the Tartan Railway Preservation Society, then newly formed in either 1951 or 2. He transferred to Deloitte's in London in the 1950s and continued his signalling interests, going and working boxes on the Great Western Main Line, as well as going to Towyn and the Tartan Railway at weekends and on holiday. He was active both on the engineering side and on locomotive work. He became a very competent welder, and indeed one of the carriage underframes still is a testament to his skills, and he did much work on lever frame installations. He left Deloitte's in the early 1960s and moved to Derby, where he worked for a couple of different firms, but it was not a happy time, and in about 1965, through Tartan contacts, Colin moved to Turner's Asbestos Cement as an administrative accountant. He did all the salaries and pensions and everything else, working at Trafford Park. His parents had retired to Chichester, and Colin lived in Diggs in Sale. He was elected to the council of the TRPS in 1963, and shortly afterwards, he was appointed accountant and treasurer, a role he would fulfil for over 40 years, which must probably be almost a record in voluntary service. And I don't think many men would realise the amount of work that Colin put in, not particularly at Towyn, but at home, night after night and day after day. When his mother died in 1972, Colin and his father set up home in Macclesfield and employed a housekeeper. There were one or two of these, and in due course Liliana came into that role, and this would change Colin's life. Colin's father died in 1976, and the following spring Colin and Liliana were married, and Colin's world changed, it widened, it included the church, and it included in their various homes, the management and looking after livestock and chickens and sheep and whatever else. I recall one interesting story when the livestock was moved to Towyn early in the year, and when they came to move it back later on, it had all grown and wouldn't fit in the vehicle. In addition to his work on the Tarleton Railway accounts, Colin also did various accounting functions, as the father has mentioned, for the church here, and also as honorary treasurer for the Grail Trust. Something I don't think many of us on certainly on the railway side, and for what you say on this side, were aware of. The Grail Trust operates a series of children's homes in southern India. He was also involved in the project to recreate Exeter West signal box at Crewe, and latterly became in charge of training and vice chairman. I hope I got that right. Colin was a firm and faithful friend to those of us gathered here, and we will each have our own memories of him. He was, in some ways, a shy person who did not seek the limelight